Sure, absolutely. So Bird Construction, I'll just talk a little bit about the company first. The symbol is BDT on the TSX, Toronto Stock Exchange. So the company operates as a general contractor in the Canadian construction market. They have offices throughout the country. They've been in operation for about 96 years, so very, very long track record. They primarily focus on projects in the industrial, commercial, and institutional sectors of the general contracting industry. So big, big construction projects. So net income in 2016 was $27.7 million, 65 cents per share, and that was compared to $41.8 million or 98 cents per share in the previous year. Adjusted net income last year in 2016 was about the same, and it was essentially we're looking about at a 33% increase compared to the previous year. So on an adjusted basis, the net income was $42 million last year and $14 million in 2015. So looking at the stock today, though, today it closed at $9.53, so a trailing PE of 14.66, which is below the market average PE and would make the company interesting if there was growth forecasted. But one thing that we would do for a company like this in the construction industry when we're trying to forecast growth is we would look at the backlog. So how much work do they actually have contracted? So new work secured through the course of the year contributed to a backlog of $1.13 billion as of the end of the year 2016. But that was compared to $1.66 billion at the same time in the previous year. So there was a major decline in the backlog year over year, and this is representative of the fact that Bird did not secure a major project in 2016 as the available opportunities were limited. So The company has been successful in securing many smaller but strategic projects with opportunities to win additional work in the future and diversify its revenue base. But right now, given that the backlog is declining and we've seen declines in earnings as well, we would say that the near-term sentiment right now, in our opinion, is negative. And I think that management agrees with us too. A quote taken from their recent financial report says that Bird, this is from management, says that Bird anticipates a significant reduction in earnings in 2017 compared to this year. So management has recently stated that they were encouraged by recent wins and the company's ability to capitalize on the growing number of opportunities in the market. But currently, they are not expecting this to contribute to major earnings growth or progress in the company over this year. So you're essentially looking at a company with declining earnings right now. That can change at any time, but it's not the type of story that we want to invest in. They do have an excellent balance sheet, about $260 million in cash. So that's over half the company's market cap in cash. The business will likely survive downturns. One thing, we covered this company several years ago in the income stock report, and one thing is that they are a contractor. A lot of the costs actually flow through just in their structure. So they do have a somewhat, workable business model that helps them through downturns. But, you know, as a value play, given the high cash balance and the profitability as a deep value play, I could see this as being a small position for some investors. But for us, the way we do our research here at Keystone Financial, this is not the type of company that we would invest in at the moment. And I have to apologize. I made the mistake of saying that the earnings had increased 33%. They decreased 33% year over year.